We welcome you back into Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. Cal Friedman here for 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to bowling coach Kip Nichols for leading off the show. We now welcome in two of his student athletes, in Caden Strasser and Kylie Warthurst. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good.
Good to hear.
I'm doing good.
All right, Kylie, I want to start with you because Coach was just alluding to, even though you're a junior, everyone on the team kind of looks to you for leadership. Is that tough?
Yeah, because when I struggle, I sometimes get down on myself, so I have to make sure to stay out of my head for the others.
And you were mentioning before we got on air that you've kind of been grown into this by your family. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I always grew up in a bowling alley, so I've been around it my whole life. My siblings bowled, so I was always watching the meets. Mm-hmm. So I've just always been in the alley.
I was going to say, so it's not really been a question. You've always really wanted to bowl for this program.
Yeah.
What's it meant to you?
I've always, like, my siblings left a legacy when they left, so I've always, like, wanted to carry it on.
Is it a competitive family that you're in?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Can I ask you who the best one is?
My brother.
Okay. You could have said you. I wouldn't have been mad about it. Caden, I want to ask you kind of the same thing. When did this become a reality for you that you really wanted to bowl for Garden City High?
I really bowled like my eighth grade year and figured out like, hey, this might be something I want to do. And coming into my ninth grade year, I was like, hey, let's try it out, see how it goes. And look where it's taken me. I've gone to state every year, regional champ my freshman year. And honestly, I haven't been bowling for too incredibly long. Yeah, I've grown up in the bowling alley and done things like that, but I would say I didn't really start until my freshman year, and yeah.
Were there some people that you really liked to bowl with when you were in eighth grade, or when did you really become, like, really emphatic about it?
I didn't know anybody back then, like, my freshman year, eighth grade. I was introduced to Garrett Messenger, and he kind of, like, talked to me about it, and he really brought me into it. And then I met KJ my sophomore year, and KJ's been my best friend ever since, and we've just been competing it out and – yeah, face off.
One thing we were talking about before we got on, I'll start with you first, is that you guys are always at one of the lanes. Can you talk about the bond between you guys as teammates?
Our bond is really strong, even outside of bowling and school and all that. So we hang out all the time. We have sleepovers. And then there's bowling. I mean, our bond is crazy. You cannot separate us. We bowl tournaments outside of school and – I mean, it's incredible to watch me and KJ, so, yeah.
I know you mentioned you guys are always at the bowling alley, but when you're not at the lanes, is this something you guys really like to do on the side?
Nothing in particular, just like hanging out, I guess, so.
No, for sure. Kyle, go to the, kind of the same thing. Obviously, you've got a lot of players that like to go to you for leadership, but what is the bond with this group like?
It's definitely different in the past years. There's lots of new people, so in our first trip, we went to the Bakers tournament. We created a bond, so we really got to know each other because you start the season on January 2nd, and the first tournament was that weekend, so you really didn't get to bond much, so the suburban trips helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about last season, actually, because you guys really put on a good performance at States. Can you talk me through that performance last year?
Yeah.
You're right. No, take your time. Just keep talking to me a little bit.
I don't know much about state. Not going to lie.
No, for sure. Can you just talk to me a little bit about how last year's team was built together?
Yeah, it was new team as well. We had three people leave from the year before, so we all went into the season not really knowing how it was going to go, but it went better than we all expected, and we really became a team and got to know each other well. So when it became state, we all pulled together and did better than we were expecting.
Did you have a favorite moment from last year's team?
Great Plains. The tournament is always super fun. We always go to the mall, and we get along real well there.
Okay, got it. I'll ask this both to you, but I'll start with you, Kylie. Do you have a favorite place to go and bowl?
I like – this is going to be sound bad, but I like Hard Rock.
Okay.
I always bowl. I feel like I bowl pretty good there. I like the shot there. And I've just learned it and adjust to it.
Well, you're going there this week, so I guess it helps. Caden, I'll ask you the same thing. Favorite place to go and bowl?
Although I love Hard Rock and Garden Bowl both, I have to say North Rock. I recently shot a 300, 279, 235 set for like 8-something. I love their shot. It's always forgiving. I mean, I can always throw any ball I want, and it'll strike half the time. So, yeah. No.
Now let's just talk about that for a second. So Coach was saying you guys obviously haven't had a whole ton due to the weather, but huge meet is coming up in Wichita. What's your mindset going into it?
Really just focus on, you know, throwing good shots. I mean, our whole team, I have confidence in all of them. They all can do it. I also need them to have a great mindset and, you know, work towards something that they want to happen. They all need to just focus and be there. And we all need to bring each other up as well. I feel like that's one thing we struggle in, is not everybody can bring each other up. It's usually just, I don't want to put this on myself, but I'm the one, you know, bringing, you know, whoever's down up. But whenever I get down, I feel like there's nobody to really help me get back up. So I really want them to, you know, try to work on that. And that's something we could work on to get better at. And that'll probably lead us to a state championship, I believe.
Has there a time that you've done that in the middle of a meet? Maybe you looked across the lane, seen one of your teammates struggling. Has that happened to you before?
Oh, yeah. Several of times. I mean, KJ, I'll see him down there probably two pairs down, and he's struggling. I'm like, hey, man, just do what you think is good. I mean, I can't really help him because he's his own person, and he knows what to do. But I can tell him, hey, keep your head in the right space. I found this quote is saying, don't let one shot ruin your next shot, and don't let two shots ruin your whole game. So that's one thing I've kept in mind, and I've told everybody about that. And I'm like, hey, you let that one shot go, you can still have a great game. So
that's actually a really good quote. Where'd you find that? Just online? Or?
It was just online, a bowling post, and it's just been stuck in my head. I mean, yeah.
I mean, this is a lot of responsibility that you're taking on as a junior. Can you talk to me about, like, where you wanted to become a leader in this team?
Well, I'm actually a senior.
My bad.
But
she's a junior.
Could you repeat that question, actually?
Just, like, when did you want to really become a leader in this team? Was there a moment that stood out?
No, there really wasn't a moment. I would say it's just because it's my senior year. We lost Garrett, and Garrett was our big team guy, and he held us together, and he was always there for us. And just coming into my senior year, I was like, hey, I've got to be that person. I mean, I've got to bring everybody up. It's got to be, you know, what I have to do, so...
Mm-hmm, for sure. I'll ask you the same question I asked Kyle a couple minutes ago. Do you have a favorite moment from last season?
Honestly, not a say going to state. It's always like heart pounding, and you know, it's always exciting. It just adrenaline pumping. I mean, it's always amazing.
Kyle, I want to go back to you to close up. We were talking about before we got air, 7 a.m. start time. You're not a morning person, are you?
No.
No, for sure. But obviously, it's a tough challenge. But what are you looking forward to really try and improve this weekend and make sure you have the best weekend you can?
Overall, Great Plains is my favorite tournament of the year, so I'm super excited. It's 3 games in the morning, and you come back, you bowl Bakers. It's very competitive, and I do better in competitive situations, and I love North Rock. So I'm happy, and there's a lot of new people on the team, so I can't wait to watch them get to experience Great Plains because – it's a total different atmosphere than normal WAC meets.
You were talking about like Baker meets in the second half. What do you like about that part?
During Bakers, you have to really come together as a team. Like if someone leaves an open, you have to be able to pick them up because they have another frame to shoot. So it's really team oriented, and you got to keep each other up.
And how do you feel like this team is kind of bonded together over these last couple weeks?
I feel like we've been getting along really well, and we are good at like shaking off bad shots and keeping each other motivated for the next.
I want to wish you both really good luck this weekend at North Rock. I know Wichita, Coach Nichols was saying it's the Mecca, but of course, I want to wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming on, Caden Strasser and Kylie Whitehurst. When we come back, we're going to transition over to girls basketball. We'll have head coach Jacob Miller when we come back here live from Old Chicago.